to Willow Way. Willow Way Web Radio.
Hi. Well, hello, everybody. Right, well, we're having some technical issues here today. I'm not sure if you can hear this at all, but the bit of kit that puts us onto the internet is disconnecting all the time. And I don't feel that it's going out. It's not being broadcast. It's done it maybe 6 or 7 times already in the first few minutes of the show. So I'll persevere with it. But I think ultimately, if it continues like this, I'll need to cut my losses. And we'll have to look at doing the show again next week. Okay, so we'll see how we get on. As I say, I'm not sure that you can hear this. I'll try and play another record. And, I don't think you're going to hear it, no. I think it's just me in the studio playing to myself. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. No, I don't think we're going to get it. I'm going to try and play the first song again.
listening to Wirral Wave. Wirral Wave.
Well, good evening, everybody. Now, we're having some connection problems this evening, so I'm just keeping an eye on this. It's been continually disconnecting from the internet for the first 5 minutes or so of the show. It seems to be behaving itself now, so I'm just going to keep an eye on it. But if it continues to be a problem, I'll just cut my losses today and repeat this show next week. Right, well, good evening, everyone, and I do hope you've had a great weekend and a great week so far. Some beautiful spells of weather at the moment, I think, and it's going to be another heatwave apparently on Thursday, so stock up on Soleros would be my advice. It's certainly nice and toasty here in the studio. But remember, whatever the weather, it's always a cool vibe and a very warm welcome here to Adverse Camber, hosted by my good self, Trevor Smith, for Wirral Wave Radio, broadcasting live from the studio close to Conway Park in the heart of Birkenhead. And thanks so much for joining me and continuing to support your local community radio station into the bargain. Whole thing here is run by volunteers for absolutely nothing, for free, for the love of music. And I do hope you enjoy the next 2 hours of music and mischief that Adverse Camber as a show represents. As usual, big hello out there to all the family members and friends that I know are listening in, and you know how much I appreciate you joining me every week and supporting the show. So I'll give plenty of shout outs as we go along, right? So I also hope you enjoyed last week's show, which was Tearjerker, when I looked at songs specifically about tears rather than about crying and weeping and things like this. So it was all things to do with teardrops, tears on pillows, tears in heaven, tears of a clown, crocodile tears and falling tears. So what's happening on tonight's show, he asked, and the answer is paradise. It's all about utopias, Elysiums, dreamlands, Zions, Nirvanas, Arcadias, Eldorados, Valhallas, Shangri-Las, and also Fool's Paradises in the mix as well. So I went to see, this incidentally, Dr. Ali Mantado at Future Yard on Thursday, and he was great. It was a really good evening of reggae, really good reggae music. And coincidentally, tonight's show features plenty of great reggae songs. Reggae is absolutely the soundtrack of the summer, and there's lots of reggae songs about paradise and different types of paradise. But we started off there with Guns N' Roses, one of their best known songs, Paradise City, and that's a single from their 1987 debut album, Appetite for Destruction. The only song on the album to feature a synthesizer. Got to number 6 here as a single and number 5 in America. So obviously across the pond we were on the same page there. And Slash claims that they wrote it in the back of a hired van on the way back from a gig in San Francisco. And it was all very improvised and very democratic, with people adding different lines, a bit like a drinking game, which, you know, probably was really, wasn't it? And it features on both Rolling Stone's list of the greatest 500 songs of all time, on VH1's list of the 40 greatest metal songs of all time. So quite an accolade all round. So in keeping with tonight's theme, which is all about various states of paradise, I'm going to play a bunch of songs, probably 3 in a row here, all got the same title, Paradise.
My love, my lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on, well, I will ride on down the road, I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long, well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you, and I'll be there. From those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel it. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love fading away. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love fading away. My time, well, it's a never-ending helter-skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart,
My boom boom heart, it's a beat and it's a thumping and I'm alive.
I know you've heard it from those other boys, but this time between it's all in that I feel it. I know you've heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's all in that I feel it. And if it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way.
Another raindrop in the sea. time, trying to cross the silver line that always leads just beyond my dreams. It's just another day in paradise, another diehard on the team. Count the hours to quitting time, trying to cross the silver line. Oh, how it gleams, it always leads beyond the shadows of my dreams.
three songs all in a row. Sorry, there we go. Three songs all in a row about paradise. All got the same title. Paradise, just the one word. First up, we had George Ezra. When I first heard that song, I thought it was Right Said Fred, if you remember them. He's got a very similar way of singing that. And he says that the song is all about the feeling of falling in love and equating that with being in paradise. And there's a lot of songs that use it as a metaphor like that in tonight's show. And that was his second single from his second album, Staying at Tomorrow's. And he first heard it on the Graham Norton Show. Right, top 10 in lots of countries, number 2 here, so well done George Ezra. And then The Killers, or Mr. Killer, Brandon Flowers, a solo single from him, and a really proper upbeat country song from him, quite unusual I think, it's not his normal style of music, and that was, it's very current, it's August 2026, so it's this month it came out, that song, and it's from his new album Thrasher, which is his first solo album in over a decade. And then we had our first, but certainly not for tonight, our last reggae song, our first reggae song from Oyaba, which are an 8-piece South African reggae band, a bit of a fusion band mixing the two styles, South African and Jamaican reggae in their own way. And that was a 1996 song of theirs from the album of the same name, Paradise. Okay, three more in a row. Another reggae song from Stick Figure.
Something that I don't know. Give me nothing but love and hope. I hope I can find my paradise. Deep down under, and all I've seen, beyond the wonders, and still I dream. I know I can make that sacrifice. What is hopeless and what is real? I wish I knew how I feel. I hope I can find that love inside. Give me shelter, bring me along. There's a place where we all belong. Still I wonder, where's my paradise?
that you see me and I see ya, and I really wanna believe ya, I do. Same blues, no shoes on, strumming in the sun and you got your feet up. I remember when you used to tell me that you found your freedom. It was hard to believe ya. Closest that you'll come, then run. Go ahead, have fun. Don't mean anything if I can't just have everything. Some days I think I'll run away, but what would I even do if I made it? I just keep on fading. Cause I never feel enough, it never fills me up. I'm climbing up a giant rock, I'll never reach the top, but I can't stop. So no matter.
A couple of songs there, just called Paradise. First one was our second reggae song, American reggae band from Massachusetts, Stick Figure, formed around the multi-instrumentalist Scott Woodruff, who writes, records, produces, plays virtually every instrument of the song, and I'm sure he makes the tea as well. And he's a Grammy winner and reported to be the top-selling living reggae artist worldwide. How about that, Stick Figure? What an accolade. And then we followed that with Paradise by the Neighborhood. Their name is often abbreviated to NBHD, and they're an American alternative rock band from California. Now, Paradise, as we're on the subject of Paradise and songs called Paradise, translates as a place of everlasting happiness, delight and bliss. Usually it's symbolized by rural or pastoral imagery, and a place where there's only peace, prosperity, happiness, contentment, luxury, and fulfillment. Similar to here in Birkenhead, really. I'm not being totally flippant there, because Birkenhead was a place that was conceived and planned as a modern utopia, learning from the mistakes of how Liverpool developed too quickly and all the problems that they had with sewers and roads and all things like this. And it was meant to be a paradise over the water. Bits of it certainly are still like that. The Birkenhead Park is still a legacy of that type of thinking, right? And our last song tonight, called Paradise, Just Paradise, one I'm sure you thought I might include in tonight's show about Paradise, from Coldplay. So I'm sure you would have guessed that that would have been in tonight's show, which is all about paradise. Single there from Coldplay, Paradise Indeed. 2011 single from them, in fact. Originally not eligible for the charts in its download format, its original download format. When it was, it initially entered the charts at number 14 before claiming top spot. It was their second number one, in fact, as Coldplay. And it won them a Grammy into the bargain. And it was a top five hit in no less than 16 different countries. Right? And it was the most played song on Brazilian radio for 10 consecutive years. Wow. 2013 to 2023. Okay, let's have a look at some other aspects of Paradise now. You certainly would want to agree with Coyote Theory, right? And be on the side of paradise.
Thank you. Are you lonely? Our fingers dancing where they meet. You seem so lonely. I'll be the only dream you seek. So if you're lonely, no need to show me. If you're lonely, come be lonely with me.
Nice, that wasn't it? This Side of Paradise from a new group to me, Coyote Theory, an American indie band from Orlando in Florida. Okay, and that song was a viral hit for them in 2020, tracked it over 500 million streams on Spotify alone. Wow. Right, and of course, not every paradise is desirable. A fool's paradise, for example. So let's ask the humble gods all about living in a fool's paradise.
If we could just get away, get away from this place, we spent a whole life chasing. Seems like it's all such a waste. It's all such a waste. Oh, this is paradise.
We spend the whole life chasing. there's highs and there's lows. Whoa. You know there's valleys and peaks. Whoa. But that water flows freely through my soul up there in Peppermint Creek. It's good to be free. Oh, this is paradise. Oh, paradise. Lives the sign reads, still it's blurry to me.
That's another new band to me as well. We had Coyote Theory before, hadn't heard anything by them before, and that was The Humble Gods. So likewise, that's the first track I've heard of theirs. They're an American rock band from California. The lead guy, Daddy X. Right. Also moonlights in a couple of punk and hip-hop bands on the side. Now then, we had that one about Fool's Paradise. You don't want to live in that one. But there's somewhere that's even worse than that. The Wrong Side of Paradise. And it is a bunch of songs, all with that title. The Wrong Side of Paradise. First one's another reggae song by a guy who I haven't heard before. A fella called Resin. There's a joke there, isn't there? There's a joke there if you look hard enough. The Wrong Side of Paradise by Resin.
With a fake ID guitar, soul bracelets for tacos, thought the cops would chill, till a cruiser hit the boardwalk, and the night went downhill. Run, flip, flop, slap the pier, wrong side of paradise, dear. We're hitching south on a sunrise ride. Blame the moonlight clue for the crimes we tried. Laughing in handcuffs, kissing goodbye ice. Living on the wrong side of paradise. Jimmy lost the bank keys. Gina won the fight. I took my last beer, karma took a bite. We jumped a motel fence, swam the neon pool, got caught skinny dipping by the high school lifeguard crew. Booth behind a taco stand. Priest in a tank top stands freedom on our hands. Wrong side of paradise still feels right. Salt on our lips and the cops in the wand. Thank you.
smell, sand in the floor mats, map on your phone, but we trust the wrong turns. Left side, right side, we're guessing with nervous laughs. Tourist bracelet on your wrist, sunburn on my shoulders. We're driving on the wrong side. Spinning like our little hearts. Locals honk once like they know we're trying. You shift a second, I'm reaching for the dash. Then your hand palm trees blur past like they're cheering us on, on. Driving on the road. See the sky. If loving you feels a little misaligned, I'll still take this lane every time. Driving on the road.
Excuse me, three songs there in a row. So what did we have? We had All the Wrong Side of Paradise, wasn't it? So we had Resin. I said there's a joke there, isn't there, having a name like Resin. Lovely song, that. And obviously from a reggae artist, but there's virtually no information about Mr. Resin out there at all. I can't find anything on him, so he's possibly AI. And the song is about a misadventure in a beach town. Okay, and then if you thought the Rocky group in the middle sounded a bit like Thin Lizzy, you'd be quite right, because the phrase in everything was very much like the traditional Thin Lizzy sound. And they are the Black Star Riders, and they're definitely a real group. They're not AI, and they're a rock band who formed with three former Thin Lizzy members. Scott Gorham was one, the drummer was another, the bass player, and they decided not to continue the band name without Phil Lynott. So what they did is they wanted to still perpetuate the Thin Lizzy sound, that twin dueling guitar style, for instance, that made them so famous. And they called themselves instead the Black Star Riders. And that was the title track from their 2023 album. There you go. And then we had another reggae song about paradise. There are literally hundreds of them out there. And this is a guy called Joe Scott. Again, I could find very little information on him. I could find out. The only thing I could find out really is that the song's from his current album, 2026, so hot off the press, and that's called Grace Bay Day. Okay. Well, what I think we'll do is we'll have a little break from the music and we'll have some shout-outs. So, family members first, Anne, Philippa, Ben, Jack and baby Poppy. Hope everyone's had a good day today. I know Anne's been down at least once today to help out with baby Poppy. So hope you've all had a good day. Patsy, Paul and Nick, again, sorry we missed you the other weekend. The Chester set, Marion, Mel and Michael, all our family in Germany, Anna, Nina and Emily, Helen and Becky down near Nottingham, and Edwina and Rob and Sarah and James, and particularly congratulations to Rob and Sarah, and welcome to the world, baby Maud, who was born last night. Brilliant. Things are really turning out well for the Sherwoods down in Lincoln there. Exciting new job for Rob and a lovely new baby for everyone. So enjoy, and hopefully we'll send me lots of nice photos so we can see the baby. Okay, right, so what we'll do is have some more songs now. What we'll do is going to have some songs that are a play on paradise. This next one is called A Run to Paradise from the Choir Boys.
Paradise. Oh, we ain't gotta take it too far. 有些生意 Let's dance 不起点 Everybody can come Welcome to my paradise Where the sky so blue Where the sunshine so bright Welcome to my paradise Where you can be free Where the party's ever empty
more paradise related songs. They're our last ones in the show that have got actually paradise in the title. And why dawdle to paradise when you can run there? So the first one we played was Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys. And I, you know, expect their name to be a bit ironic. I suspect they're anything but Choir Boys. They're an Australian rock band from Sydney, for example. And that song we played, their Run to Paradise, was their biggest commercial success. Apparently, the song's all about a misspent youth. Nothing to do with drugs, Your Honour. Nothing to do with drugs at all. And then paradise can mean different things to different people. And this is paradise to Nico Moon. And Nico Moon, or Nicholas Cowan, is an American country singer from Texas, now residing in Georgia. And as well as recording his own songs, he writes a whole load of songs for the whole list of country stars, including the Zac Brown Band, Rascal Flatts, and Morgan Wallen. And that was Paradise to Me by him there was a 2021 single. And all right, and we had Steve finished there with a lovely little summary song there. Steve and the Coconut Trees, right? And they welcomed you to their paradise. That was Welcome to My Paradise. Great barbecue music, I thought that last song was. Steve and the Coconut Trees have recently dropped the Steve. They're just now known as the Coconut Trees. So Steve must have upset them, I suppose. And they're an Indonesian band, an Indonesian reggae band from Jakarta. Right? And a hit song from them from their 2005 debut album called The Other Side. And it served at the time to revive an interest in reggae music in Indonesia. So well done, Steve and his Coconut Trees. Right. Right. I'm going to look at some songs now for Paradise by a Different Name. by another name. Virtually every culture there is and religion in the world has its own vision of a state of paradise. One such example being Utopia, right? And here are the Streets with their song simply called Utopia.
Started where you are, use what you have, you can't make utopia, do what you can.
Dread fills in where, doubting tried, red pills sinking down inside. What's the next best move in the hour of war? We're not the next Jenga move, this tower will fall. We're meant to be shitting, but we're sprawling on the doors. There's plenty of signal, but we're crawling up the walls. The reason that it's not a vibe is, of course, you don't reason with the crocodile in its jaws. I know I'll scare a herd of hoes with that, and I'm wearing my work in progress hat. They think because they're better that they'll never get it. The guillotine severs whoever's head is in it.
Start up where you are. Use what you have. You can't make utopia. Do what you can.
Swirls of burning, dumpster flames. The world is turning into Hunger Games. Action and madness, but the angles are fun. Imagine Wes Anderson, happened in Brum. Can we all just put a cork in the snark? Can we walk till there's a fork in the park? Like there by streams there are no pillows. Where they dream there are no windows.
Start at where you are. Use what you have. You can't make your utopia. Do what you can.
We don't believe our eyes, but not doubting the sound. There's a three-car pile-up on a roundabout. We rake and hoe and thrash at plants, but can't fake utopia, it has to just happen. You pray for change cause you see what is wrong, but if you wait for ages then three will come along. Just cute faces painted, screaming a song. I've let it go, I've shown my calloused hands. So what, periscope and blow the ballast tanks? You should call a friend and yell out, what's it for? You were born again, but you fell out on the floor.
Start at where you are. Use what you have. You call make utopia. Do what you have. Utopia. Utopia. Utopia.
There you go. The Streets. It's been a while since I've heard anything by them, I must admit. And that's a fairly current. It's last year's single. And he claims, the guy who's the main guy in The Streets, that you can't make utopia. That's the point. You have to accept and make the most of where you are and what you're doing. Yeah. And utopia, rather than a perfect place, a utopia is often an imagined community or society. And it has perfect qualities for its residents. So Thomas More, no less, coined the phrase, adapting it from the ancient Greek, a word in Greek that means either no or good place, right? And that was for his 1516 book, Utopia. And it describes a fictional island society in the New World. The opposite of a utopia, of course, is a dystopia, which is a really common theme in literature, films and music. Think of 1984, for instance. Right, so another type of paradise is Elysium. And here's Burr's Den to tell you all about theirs.
Brother, do you believe in an afterlife? Our souls will both collide in some great Elysium
way up in the sky, free from our shackles, our chains, our mouths, our brains. We'll open all the gates. We will walk careless straight into the light.
Den, another new band to me, and their song Elysium. And they're a UK award-winning alternative rock indie band from London, revolving around the talents of multi-instrumentalist Kevin Jones. And that 2014 song of theirs we played there has been received numerous awards nominations. It's quite nice, isn't it? It's a really nice song. That I like that. And Elysium is meant to be an eternal paradise in Greek mythology, and it's intended for heroes and those who have been granted immortality by the gods. So not for the hoi polloi. And Homer believed actually the Canary Islands were Elysium. And since then, they've been known as the Fortunate Islands because of this association. Okay, right. Well, we've got another type of paradise next. Dreamland. Okay, that was Dreamland, another type of paradise. Marcia Griffiths, that Jamaican singer from Kingston, being dubbed the Queen of Reggae. I'm sure there's a few of those, to be honest. And I think that's a third world song. I think it's from the album 96 Degrees in the Shade. Both people do it justice. Third World did a great job of it, obviously, with their own song. Marcia did a good job there. And she's particularly associated with Bob Andy, who I think we lost quite recently, as the duo Bob and Marcia, who you may have remembered some of their songs. And it's just only one of a series of duets Marcia Griffiths was involved in. She's also duetted with Bob Marley and Tony Gregory, for instance. Right, now, an exotic form of paradise is Xanadu.
Esta es la leyenda de Xanadu.
Yo.
That wasn't great to hear that again. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. You don't have group names like that anymore, probably for very good reasons. And that was in 1968, UK number one for them and their biggest hit. And I can't think of many other songs with a whiplash in them. Apparently the sound effect was achieved by slapping two pieces of wood together along with a guitar pick slide provided by Titch. Yeah. Now, Xanadu. It's meant to be an idyllic, exotic or luxurious place, a place of idyllic magnificence and beauty. And it's based upon the 1816 poem by Coleridge, Kubla Khan. And the concept of Xanadu is thought of being inspired by the summer residence of Kublai Khan, the Mongolian general, who was in turn the grandson of the great Genghis Khan, and features brilliantly in a Frankie Goes to Hollywood song, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. Right, another utopian paradise, of course, is Nirvana. Very different song from the last one, this one. This is Nirvana with their song School. A Nirvana song that doesn't get out all that often, but I think it's pretty good. That's School, it's called, and it was a track from their debut album, Bleach. And Kurt, in the song, has said he's having a go at high school cliques, yeah? And he would look at his audience at times, and he could see that they were the type of kids who used to beat him up at school. A bit like high school never ends. And Nirvana is essentially a Buddhist concept. It refers to a state of freedom, a goal that can only be achieved by removing all personal wishes and ambitions. Right. Okay, right, we'll have some shout-outs again now, our second round of shout-outs. So very topically, Raj and Rosie. Hey, how are you? And Raj has been on, he's joined the show, so hope you're enjoying it so far. We had a great day out in Blackpool at the IHS show, and yeah, it was a really good day, I thought. It was one of the better ones, or even one of the best ones. Albert and Sue, Annie and Sheila, all our friends in County Mayo and Trim. Every chance I'll be back there in September to see you. Anne, Philippa's colleague, and Tony, hope you're enjoying the show and you're keeping with the programme. Dutch Martin, who I haven't seen around the place for a while, but he's very active on Facebook. Mike, the manager of the Crosville Club, new season's round the corner, so I just cannot be any worse than last season's debacle, please God. Jay's, Harry, Chris, all the team at the Black Lodge Inn, Banks Road in West Kirby. We had our second open mic evening the other week, and I declared it a roaring success. And it's now running every last Thursday of the month. Next one, Thursday, August the 27th, a date for your diary. There's free entry. Everyone's welcome. Music starts at 7:30, and I just advise musicians, please get there early to book your slot so you're not, you can avoid disappointments. Yeah. Tony and Deborah, hope everything's going well with you guys on the big building project. Bob, we had a great lunch and catch up on Monday, and you are you've like a moving target this week. You're all over the place. Craig. How are you doing? And all the Friday Live people at St. Bridget's, Glyn as well. And good luck to all the entrants for the Songwriting Challenge, the Friday Live Songwriting Challenge. I believe that the shortlist of finalists is out soon. Okay. So hope I've not left anyone out. And if I have, you're listening, please let me know. Okay. Well, back to the music. another form of paradise. We're in this little section now, which is paradise by another name, is Zion. Right. And culture are riding their lion to Zion. It's a great song, that, by a great band. Zion, get ready to ride the lion to Zion in this show about paradise and paradises by a different name. Culture, a Jamaican roots reggae band from Kingston, as you'd expect, and they remain my favourite reggae band. And one of the very first encounters I had with Jamaican import LPs in the 70s. Right, and that's a song from their excellent 1977 debut album, When 2/7s Clash. And the title is a reference to the date, the 7th of July, 1977. to the 7777. And it's meant to symbolize a time when past injustices will be avenged. Right? Now, the people of Kingston believe the prophecies contained on the album so strongly that people refuse to leave their homes on the day. Right? Shops closed down. Wouldn't open, and there was an atmosphere of sort of quiet foreboding that just descended upon Kingston until the next day. Weird, isn't it? Absolutely weird. And Zion is not Jamaican. It's originally a Jewish concept. It's an ideal nation or homeland, and its name is derived from the Hebrew for fortress or citadel. Right? And it has since evolved to also symbolize the Temple Mount area of Jerusalem, where Solomon is meant to have built his temple, or even the entire city of Jerusalem. And then Zionism became a political movement, a powerful political movement, founded in 1897, and it declared the establishment of the State of Israel, for instance, and it's been called an indigenous national liberation movement.